This netcast is brought to you by the 8 Days of Geek Network.
All of your ears are belong to us.
You're listening to the 8 Days of Geek podcast. This is episode 22 for April 18th, 2011. A new format with the same old voices. You're tuned in to the 8 Days of Geek podcast. No health food here, it's just junk food for your brain. I'm your host, Jesse Miller, the editor-in-chief of 8 Days of Geek, and joining me, as always, are Brandon Williams.
During this podcast, I'll try to keep the derogatory talk to a minimum.
And Rachel Lebo.
I've got a chainsaw.
Which would be a good reason to keep the derogatory talk to a minimum.
No halfsies here.
Lots of halfsies.
Chainsaws breed halfies.
Halfies. All right. Anyway, no derogatory comments.
Internet phenomenon. Halfies. It's going to be the new thing.
Oh, by the way, in retrospect for the last episode.
The line must be drawn here. This far, no farther.
Okay.
I had to get it. I had to. Somebody told me I did a really bad Picard impression, so...
Yeah, it was really bad.
It was really bad. It leaned more towards Sean Connery, but hey, who cares?
That's what I was thinking, when you first said it, I go, didn't Picard... That was Patrick Stewart, not Sean Connery that said that, but oh well.
Yeah, well, you know.
Are you telling me that we're at the point where we can use wacky sounds during the podcast?
I'm going to try to keep that at an absolute minimum. That was kind of an exception.
Oh. That and crickets, I guess.
Yeah, and crickets, you know. All right, so we're going to, of course, this is the first episode of our shorter and more frequent format, our Chinese food version of the 8 Days of Geek podcast. Hopefully you guys like it. Definitely email us, podcast@8daysofgeek.com. If you don't like it, you know, give us comments, give us feedback, let us know what you want to hear. We're going to hit on the tech news first, of course. First thing, white iPhone. A lot of people want it, and no one has it. Well, maybe, like, super secret Steve Jobs friends haven't.
Technically, I had one.
Yeah, it was a sticker.
Yeah, I know, but everyone thought it was a white iPhone. They were like, oh my god, where did you get that?
I know one particular retail outlet that did not carry them. Ever.
Yeah, well, nobody really carried them. A couple people might have gotten them from Apple themselves. Who knows? That was a big hoopla. However, there are rumors starting, and some of them pretty founded, that a white iPhone is going to land in spring.
It's only heard in hush and whispers.
Actually, the thing is that Apple has confirmed to the Wall Street Journal.
My sources say June.
Really? But...
You're talking to Brandon.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. You just pick a random freaking month. Anyway, so if you're looking for a white iPhone, just hold out until then. However, if you do look at it as a spring release date, it's odd because it's looking as if they're going to be releasing most of the iPhones later in the fall and start doing a fall release on iPhones. Who knows? It'd be neat to see. I don't like white gadgets, but maybe you do. Anyway.
They get dirty too easily.
Speaking of iProducts... There is a particularly fun little video online about Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. talking about the iPad. Representative Jackson thinks that the iPad is killing American jobs. Not only because it's made in China, which is kind of obvious. Okay, sure, I'll give you that. He's also saying, whenever you buy a book, why would you go into a Borders? Because you can download it. Why would you go into a Barnes & Noble? Because you can download it.
Well, the iPad's not killing that. That's been happening since laptops were.
Exactly.
Since
and
computers.
That's where his logic is really flawed. But he goes on to say things like, you know, he owns an iPad, number one.
So, right, first of all, bad
does he
logic.
Own any books for it?
I don't have the slightest idea.
It's bad logic, I'll admit. But if he is the forefront at the attack of Apple, then I'll let him go.
Of course you will. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Exactly.
You know, he's also citing, like, schools that use it as textbooks. So that's textbooks manufacturers.
Textbooks are way too expensive anyway. They are. So yeah,
that's saving
I don't care.
School thousands of dollars. Exactly. Is it really worth? Really? Now I'm back to not liking him.
Exactly.
You know, and as someone who went to a 4-year college and bought textbooks every semester, and usually sometimes more than once
a
semester.
I went to college.
Shut up. So did you.
It wasn't a community college.
You still bought textbooks.
Haha, that's what you think.
Anyway, because I bought textbooks twice, maybe 3 to 4 times a year, depending on how long my actual courses were, because some of them were 9 weeks instead of the full, I guess, 18. So, textbooks are expensive. If you can get them cheaper and have them in a electronic version, then go for it.
Yippee skippy.
Yeah. Save a rainforest, so, okay? We all don't need that anthropology textbook.
Yeah.
That's 3,000 pages long.
So, you know, his logic is not entirely flawed, but, you know, that's kind of a stretch.
Aiming at the wrong thing.
Exactly. In more Apple news, Apple is suing Samsung because Samsung supposedly copied Apple's interface on their iPhone products. If you look at the TouchWiz interface on a lot of Samsung products, if you look at it with the thought that how much is this close or how close is this to Apple's products, it actually kind of makes sense. They're pretty darn close. They're set up the same way, even though it is Android, and because TouchWiz is a UI on top of Android, that's why they're going after Samsung. They're not going after Android. They're going after TouchWiz almost exclusively.
Yeah, but honestly, let me tell you something. The Captivate, which I guess on AT&T at least, like the Captivate and the Epic, that's their top of the line phone right now, and they suck. Honestly, yeah. I work at a place that sees these things come back constantly. They drop calls and they shut off. They're just really bad phones. So you know what? Samsung used to be a great manufacturer of phones, and now they won't even put out an update to fix their problem. So let Apple knock them under. Basically, the way I see it is it should be HTC making Android phones and Apple making iPhones, and that should be it. And that's the way it goes. You know, that's the way we're headed. I'm sure some company like LG can make Windows phones for the people that actually use those here in America that aren't in other countries. And Nokia can continue to make its European phones that work great and whatever. But Nokia is making Windows Phone 7, my sources say.
Yes, I know. But, your source is right behind your head at this point.
Yes. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Samsung has dropped the ball in the last few years anyway. And they need something to shake them up and kind of go, hey, why don't you try something original?
So. Yeah, it's in Apple's suit against Samsung, they are quoted as saying, rather than innovate and develop its own technology and a unique Samsung style for its smartphone products, Samsung chose to copy Apple's technology, user interface, and innovative style in these infringing products. It's kind of a, hey, they copied us type suit. It's kind of one of those things, you know, I understand.
I hear they're trying to get thrown out of court because it's unfounded.
Yeah, there's only so many ways you can put icons on a screen, you know? Somebody's bound to do it to a point where it looks about the same as yours. It's going to happen. Get over it. Deal with it. Anyway, all right. That, I promise.
Hey, listen.
What? Oh, train. Anyway, that, I promise, is the last Apple news I have. Next, I've got hacker Geohot. There was a donation drive trying to earn money to put towards his court costs. Now that the case has been resolved, he has a little extra money left, and people were wondering, you know, what are you going to do with this extra money? It's not really fair for you to keep it. And he said what he was going to do from the very beginning was donate every last penny of the extra money. And sure enough, he posted on his blog not too long ago that it was a receipt from PayPal donating $10,000 to the EFF. It's the Electronic Frontiers Foundation. They represent people who are trying to get out of copyright infringement and that kind of stuff. they kind of fight for your internet rights, basically.
They fight for your right to party.
Yeah, exactly, on the internet. So, EFF, we salute you, Geohot. Fantastic work. Good way to stand up for your word there. Good job.
Yeah.
All right. I got a couple.
Plus, now he's branded as a pirate, and that's pretty awesome.
All right.
I would get a little burn mark P on my arm, just like Captain Jack Sparrow.
There you go.
If I went to, like, got in trouble for piracy, I would definitely be like, well, then I'm going all the way.
Nice. Okay, now, when you use Facebook and Twitter, makes you feel all warm and cuddly inside. Or at least that's what some scientists are saying that have done a little bit of a study. They say that using Facebook and Twitter can make your body release the same hormone that cuddling does. It's a stress-reducing hormone. They did a couple tests. A lot of them seem to be kind of subjective, but... You know what?
I've seen people that seem almost addicted to it, so yeah, it seems like it is doing something to human body.
As a matter of fact, that is exactly what the study was about, is if there was a medical reason that Facebook and Twitter were addictive. And Brandon, you are on Twitter a lot. I am on Twitter a whole lot. And I
can quit anytime I want.
Yeah, sure. I can too. I can put it down anytime.
I just do it as a thing. I just do it with friends. I mean, it's... I only do it in public places. I mean, I can quit anytime I really want to.
Nice.
I have complete control over it.
Two stories remaining. You ready for this? First one's going to be a quick one. Cisco owns...
Cisco? Really? Like the guy from the 90s who sang the song?
Not quite. How about the router company? Yeah. A little bit more professional than that. They bought Flip, the pocket camcorder company, a while back. Flip has been shut down.
That seems like a great investment.
Yeah, they shut them down and laid off, I think, 550 employees. Get this.
Who's taking away American jobs?
Cisco.
Exactly. Now, granted, Flip is a handheld. It's a handheld camcorder company in a world of camera phones, so
yeah.
It was kind of doomed from the beginning. However, they were going to be releasing one day after they got axed, they were going to release a live streaming Flip camera that we will never see, and that kind of bums me out. I was going to buy a couple of those. Anyway, one last thing, the BlackBerry Playbook. It released, it's on the market. People are enjoying it, people are using it, and reviews are flying all over the internet. You either love it to death or you hate it. For some reason, there is no gray area. I like it, I really, really do. My only complaint on the entire thing is the gestures. I don't like the iPad because it only has one button on the front of it, and the Playbook has absolutely no buttons on the front of it. All your menu commands and everything are done with a lot of gestures from the bezel, like dragging from one side of the pad to the other, or dragging all the way from the bottom up to open up a menu, dragging from the corner diagonally to open up a notification, that kind of stuff. If you really like being into your touch interface, check it out. Go try out the Playbook. It is blazing fast.
Blazingly fast.
Yeah.
I think that's one of our ads.
And if you have a BlackBerry cell phone, they play very nicely together. Very nicely. So definitely check it out. Give it a run for its money. It fits in a lot of pockets because it's only 7 inches. It's amazingly
small. That's what she said.
I'm not even going to reach for the crickets. Nope. Anyway, it's a lot smaller than the iPad, so it's a lot easier to carry around if you don't want the big, humongous tablet. So, check it out. All right. We're going to go on a real quick break. Yeah, get this. 14 minutes in. Break. Shaw. Anyway, when we come back, we've got, get this, the Hulk's hairy chest. I can't even say that without laughing. I can't even say Will Ferrell's... I can't speak Spanish, so I'd say Will Ferrell in Spanish for some odd macalaca.
Guillermo Ferrell.
There you go. Boom. Yeah, because I don't know any Spanish at all. And then we've got gaming stuff. Yeah! Gears of War 3 beta.
We're switching it up.
Yeah.
I'm first.
Skyrim. Oh yeah. You
I
know what?
My pants on.
I'll let you guys choose who goes first right after we come back.
Oh, sounds like Dave Matthews Band. Yeehaw, yeah.
Oh, what you say?
And we're back. That was fun.
Freaky music.
You always talk through the break there, Brandon, and I actually use it as a break to hydrate.
Hydrated. I took a drink of my delicious Cherry Coke Zero. It's great Cherry Coke taste, zero calories.
Plug. That reminds me of the Wayne's World thing where he's holding the aspirin. Little, yellow, different. Anyway, who wants to go first? And this is going to set the stage for our new format.
Ladies first.
Okay, Rachel, you're up.
Oh, you're lucky. I just got my notes completely finished.
Awesome.
Oh.
They're kind of long, so. What do you want to talk about first? I can just lump all of Nintendo into one thing and go into the other, or...
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, let's just do that.
Go for it.
You're in charge of your own segues.
All right. So, we'll start with the 3DS. You know how last podcast I mentioned it wasn't really doing all that well sales-wise? Well, this is why it seems like it hasn't been doing well. According to Reggie Fils Aim, is that how they say the president's name in Nintendo U.S.?
Sure.
I don't care. Oy. President Nintendo USA said, and I quote, "I would characterize 3DS as a launch where we learned significant lessons from the launch of the Wii, and we made sure not only to have an ample supply in the marketplace, but we also staged a supply so it would not sell out." So basically they're saying the extras that everyone has was all a part of their plan.
I have to say real
quick, I meant
to
do that.
Not to interrupt, but these are fantastic notes. They're so organized.
Thank you.
I'm scribbling on post-its here. All right.
You think that's bad? Mine's on one sheet of paper. Here, right there. I have lines to the ones I decided not to do. And I just tell them him. I tell him them, and that's it. I make him type them up. So
yeah.
That's how we work here.
Nice.
Yeah. That's how you work.
All right.
But basically, the 3DS not seeming like it would sell all that well was all a part of the plan. And like I read on one site when I was like looking through these stories and just getting different points of view, maybe a stage sellout would have actually helped.
Maybe.
So.
Yeah.
But speaking of the 3DS, the Ocarina of Time 3D is slated to come out June 17th in Europe and June 19th in the USA. And looking at just the screen grabs from it. It looks very pretty. You know, they've really upgraded the graphics on it. Now, hopefully they'll put that on maybe the Wii or something and I'll play it.
The sounds are still the same, though.
Yeah, better be.
Yeah! My favorite.
Link?
Or when you jump from like a long distance, he goes... the sound he makes.
Yeah, yeah.
I love doing that.
All right, I got two sounds I got to cut out of the podcast. I gotta keep those.
All right, the Nintendo Wii is now priced at $169.99 or $170 at most major retailers. That's drop of $30, $30. Now, granted, there was rumor on around the internet that it would be $150 in May, but I don't know if that's going to happen. Oh, June? Is it always June? Yeah, this June summer it was supposed to drop down 25% or 15%. I can't remember the percentage, but it doesn't matter. It was supposed to basically go down from 200 to 150. And instead, it went from 200 to 170 now. So
it's all part of the
30 bucks
plan.
Off your 25th anniversary Red Wii. Go out and get one now.
It's all part of the plan, Rachel.
It's yeah, of course it is. Now, probably this is going to be officially announced at E3, according to Game Informer, but there is a HD version of the Wii coming out, or the Wii 2, or the Wii Wii, or as it's known internally, Project Cafe. Don't know why it's called that, but yeah, I don't try to understand the logic of Nintendo. Now, I got some stats from the internet that they said they got it from Nintendo somehow. They were leaked. But basically, it should come with a custom IBM PowerPC CPU with 3 cores, GPU from the ATI R700 family, and at least 512 megabytes of RAM. And it will be backwards compatible with both the Wii and the GameCube games. Now, here's the kicker. The new controller will have a 6-inch touchscreen, maybe, a front-facing camera, no idea why, a D-pad, 2 bumpers, 2 triggers, and possibly more.
Sounds like it'll look like a Dreamcast controller.
You know, I have no idea what it's going to look like. Going through sites, I saw doodles of what it might look like, and it looks possibly really uncomfortable.
I was going to say, it kind of sounds like knuckle dislocatingly uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm not really looking forward to this, but it's set for a 2012 release, so I don't have to worry about it for the next 7 months.
Because the world's going to be destroyed, so you know.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about it. Duh.
Yeah.
So, that's all the Nintendo news we have. Any comments on that?
It's Nintendo. They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It's all part of the plan.
I think they could have come down a little farther on the price for the old one. Because, I mean,
this for about 6 months and make a little more money off of it.
Those things aren't selling at all. Yeah. Doesn't look like it anyway.
I really want one, just so I have one, but I already, you know, my sister has one, so I don't need to worry about it now. I'll wait till they're 150.
And with the current batch of games, they had better come out with something better looking than those for that IBM powered PC CPU. Yeah. Otherwise, it's a huge waste.
Well, see, I was reading some other stuff too, and some people are saying it's too late for Nintendo to have an HD system, but you know, I don't think they're going to be changing. Like, it was a major change going from the GameCube to the Wii. I don't see them taking a major change for at least another 6 years. So them just upgrading the Wii seems like a pretty typical plan for them. So, and hopefully the games will follow suit. If not, I won't be owning one ever.
Wow, that was a awkward silence.
It kind of was. I was waiting for the next story.
All right. The Gears of War 3 multiplayer beta is available to everyone who owns Bulletstorm, like me and Jesse. Haha.
I do.
To everyone else, it's open April 25th. You, of course, have to have gold membership.
I don't like shooting.
No, you just like making fun of people with no arms.
This is true.
Anyway, speaking of shooting, the Bulletstorm Guns of Sonata DLC is available for 800 Microsoft points.
Wait, Guns of Snot?
Sonata.
Oh. You said Sonata. Guns of Snot.
No, I didn't.
Achoo! Aha! Gotcha.
Hey, that's a skill point kill.
How about you?
It's available for $9.99 on the PSN or the PlayStation Network. It includes 3 new Echo maps, which are by far the funnest part of the game, 2 new Anarchy maps, which is the multiplayer, and 2 new Leash colors, which you use in multiplayer and actually helps because it gets really confusing if you've ever played the multiplayer and have the same color leash as everybody else. Speaking of DLC, the Lords of Shadow from the Castlevania series has something coming out possibly soon. It's called Reverie. It was submitted to Microsoft at the end of last week, and they're the ones that get to release it. So pay attention to Microsoft. They'll release that date on it. Has anyone even played that?
I played Castlevania years ago, like when it was like on the Sega.
Yeah, I'm a horrible.
Lords of Shadow is actually pretty good. So if you own a 360, you should I don't know.
Symphony of the Night was the one I played. So whatever that was on.
PlayStation. Yeah. You so, can. Yeah, PlayStation. Yeah.
I'm a horrible, horrible geek. I didn't like Castlevania.
It's okay. I hate the Final Fantasy series. So
I'm much more critical on my games than my movies.
Obviously. Let's see. Netflix and finally has Kinect support. So if you don't feel like picking up your controller and pausing the movie, you can yell at your TV.
Does it have any motion? Like waving your hands to do anything?
Yeah, limited, but it has some.
Because I always wanted to, like, see a movie and be like, that movie sucks, and just flick at the bird, you know? And just make it disappear off my queue.
Maybe give it one star.
But, it has limited hand gestures, which you would have to learn.
I got a couple hand gestures for some of the movies on that thing.
It sounded dirtier than it should have.
It's probably just coming from me is the problem.
Yeah. Hey, were any of you sad that Guitar Hero died?
No. Just about as sad as I was when I took my Chevy to the levee and the levee was dry.
Well, it's not dead.
I was sad as the good boys.
Guitar Hero is not dead. It's on hiatus.
Of course it is.
There will probably be a game or something out in 2012. They haven't decided.
We're not splitting up. We're just on a break.
Yeah.
I don't know. Since Rock Band came out,
Guitar Hero is Activision, right? And Guitar Hero.
Remember the big lawsuit and the big deal because they basically robbed the guys that invented it. And I mean, it was a big issue anyway. And those guys went over and did Rock Band, which is a much better game. Well, so okay. I could care less.
Here's the thing with Guitar Hero and its developers. Basically, it's like a divorced couple that never gets legally divorced. They're always going to be attached, and they might get together every once in a while. But you know, as far as we're concerned, it's pretty much a dead relationship. So. But in 2012, you might have a game to come out. I have no idea in what system, but probably all the major ones that have the controllers. So, let's see. A game that is possibly coming out for consoles, Diablo 3.
Wow.
You a fan?
Oh, I love Diablo. I've loved Diablo since the very first one.
The Blizzard is currently looking for developers and designers for it. To staff that project, so that's something. I've never played Diablo, but I've heard it's fun.
God, I was obsessed with Diablo 1, and then when it came out on the PlayStation, it was slightly more limited, but I mean, I freaking loved it, and I played PlayStation 1 Diablo for hours. I mean, I can't even tell you how many hours. God, a train again?
I heard it.
Great.
Oh God! Okay, the last. Oh, I have two more things. Three more things. This one's gonna be quick. Sony has shipped, and I say shipped, 8 million Move units. No word on how many they've sold.
Of course, they won't tell you how many they've sold.
And let's see.
We
Patrick,
have four at my store, and we haven't sold one since we got them shipped to our store. So that'll tell you that.
Yeah, I don't think many have sold, but I think a fair amount has. Maybe just not enough for them to publish the numbers yet. Well, let's see. Executive producer of Battlefield 3, Patrick Bach, has decided in an interview with GeForce.com, GeForce.com, has said that PC games are being held back by consoles because the graphics and the gaming possibilities of PCs are so much better than all the consoles out there.
Being a veteran PC gamer, I believe it and support him completely.
And my only problem with PC gaming is I don't like the controls, and their PCs are way more expensive than consoles. Good ones. So I just can't justify spending that much money on controls that make my hands hurt.
I prefer the roll-your-own gaming PC.
Yeah. But, you know, he's basically saying in this interview that
games are made
for consoles, not PCs. So the games that are made for consoles and ported to the PCs aren't all that great. He is doing something different with Battlefield 3. He is making it for the PC, then porting it down to consoles. So it will look good on the PC, and it'll look good on consoles, too.
Good.
So I think actually that's a very good idea. However, I think he's kind of pretentious in the way he was talking about all that. But he has.
You ever met a hardcore PC player?
Unfortunately. But no, he's got some good points in that. So, and Skyrim, you know that thing from Elder Scrolls, the one that's being released on 11/11/11.
That thing that haunts my dreams.
Well, some news has come out on the creation guide on the leveling and skills. All skills will be equal. There's no primary or secondary skills as there was in Oblivion. So. I guess that's a good thing. They've pretty much simplified it. There's going to be perks, which those were used in the, I think, Fallout 3 and New Vegas, right? I didn't play New Vegas, so. Yes, no?
Yes, they were.
Oh, okay. Sure. Right now the information on it's limited, but they will be used in the game. And I think they're only going to be available when your character levels up, not when you level up a skill. So, and as far as the attributes, you know, in Oblivion, how you had strength, intelligence, and, you know, like 8 different things to put your skills on that would affect your secondary skills.
Yeah.
Well, you get to level up your health, your magicka, or your stamina. That is all. And then whatever is attached to it will be affected. So, I don't know how that's going to work out, but we'll see. More information will be released when the game comes out. Nice. Or closer to the game coming out, so. But that kind of sounds like a good idea, because I always had a lot of trouble deciding what to level up. And I beat the game 3 times.
Very
unfortunately.
Cool.
And as far as the race and sex of the characters, male and female still, there won't be a huge impact on the game. Like before, maybe some slight attribute changes, like with strength and intelligence. The perks per race are going to be the usual stuff. And another good thing coming out, there will be no birth signs attached, so you don't have to worry about messing your character up by choosing the Atronach.
Goody goody. You know, not to point it out, but that little slip up, no huge impact on the game. I enjoy the fact that I'm not the only person whose brain will read something and say it without thinking. Because it's written no huge compact on the game.
And yeah.
I would have said it. I would have. I do that all the time.
Yeah. That's all right.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
That was my very last domain up, so I was trying to hurry and get him to you.
Brandon.
Oh, well.
Shoot me some movie news.
All right. Well, the first thing up is kind of interesting. I'm basically every single one of these up until the Avengers comes out, we're going to get a little bit more Avenger news because it seems like they're perfectly spacing it for me. So it's pretty awesome. But this week's Avenger news is kind of awkward, not really big. But Mark Ruffalo said, you know, he's doing all these different things where they're taking pictures of his body shirtless and with like shorts on. And he said that the Hulk is going to be an Avatar version of his body, which is great. Whatever that means, it's going to look like him. And they've done that before with Edward Norton's Hulk, so it's not like it's that big of a difference. But Edward Norton's Hulk went from having short Edward Norton hair to having shaggy Hulk hair, which doesn't really make sense, but whatever, we're not going to argue with it. Mark Ruffalo says that it seems like with what they're doing, they're going to use his exact body, but scale it up to Hulk sizes. The big thing is, Mark Ruffalo has an extremely hairy chest, and they have not asked Mark Ruffalo to shave. So Hulk may be hairy, which in the history of Hulk, I don't think they've ever drawn him with a hairy body. But it'd be interesting to see if they leave the hairy chest on him or if they just kind of write that out and say, oh, when he hulks out, his body hair disappears. So that's really all that's there. It's not that big of a deal, but it's just kind of an interesting little...
Wouldn't the Hulk's body hair be like a bulletproof shield for his chest then?
Well, I mean, yeah, Hulk's hair can't be cut whenever he's Hulk. It's just as strong. So... I guess in part Wolverine could trim his chest, but that would be it.
Hulk shave.
Wolverine.
Hulk shave.
Is Wolverine going to start his own barbershop then?
Could you imagine getting that guy in for a waxing? My God, he'd level a city block.
The funny thing about Wolverine is he was actually used at one point in the history of comics, there was a character named Diamond Lil, and she had breast cancer, but she was indestructible, and they actually had to use Wolverine and to do surgery on Diamond Lil to remove her breast cancer because nothing else could cut her. So the doctor had her go in there, and like he held his hand and made him cut in different areas. But anyway, that's comic geek stuff there. No need for that.
Oh, man.
Anyway, what's next on the list? This is pretty interesting. Do you guys know who Robert Zemeckis is?
Yes.
Who is he?
The writer, right?
For movies. He's the director of, most famously, the director of The Future. He's producing a new, and he hasn't done a lot. Like, he keeps, like, dropping in and out, and he's doing those horrible, horrible movies where it's, like, the 3D animation that is...
I thought he was a writer. I'm sorry.
He does some writing. He does those horrible... I'm trying to think of the name of those movies. They're so bad. Like Mars Needs Moms and all that crap. That really creepy-looking animation.
Polar Express?
Yeah, he does those, and they just are failing like crazy. Well, he's doing his first either... It seems like it's going to be live-action mixed with CG called How to Survive a Garden Gnome Attack, based after the book of the same name. So that'll be sweet. I like Robert Zemeckis. I mean,
wow. So he makes either good movies or really bad movies.
Yeah, I mean, Back to the Future trilogy is some of the best movies ever.
He was the director on Who Framed Roger Rabbit and Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
So either really bad or really good.
Yeah, he really wants to get into this motion capture CG stuff. He's really been pushing it, but it just hasn't worked. And you guys know the story of Sleeping Beauty, right?
Yeah. Chick sleeps with seven other guys around. I mean, how can that go wrong?
That's Snow White, stupid.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look at that.
Sleeping Beauty's the one with the dragon that's going to send you to hell.
Ah, yeah.
Really?
So,
yeah, and that's in the Disney movie.
Hell yeah.
With what I consider, I guess, I don't know what they consider success anymore in Hollywood, but with the success of that Red Riding Hood movie... They're making there's a whole slew of dark fairy tales coming out. There's like three different Snow Whites.
You mean original fairy tales?
No, they're fairy tales, but they're turning them dark. They're famous ones that you know.
I guess what I'm saying is the original fairy tales were already really dark, so I guess they're just going back to their roots.
Oh, well, yeah, I get what you're saying.
And making them mainstream dark.
Look up the Sleeping Beauty trailer, like make sure it's the new one. The new story isn't about a girl who was cursed by a witch and falls asleep and has to wait for a prince to come and save her. No, the new story is the heartwarming fairy tale of a doped-up whore letting people do whatever they want to her while she takes a bunch of sleeping pills.
Wow. Yeah.
That's the movie. Watch the trailer because it's like, oh, Sleeping Beauty. I wonder what this is. Click. I'm like, oh, well, that's not Sleeping Beauty at all. That's a much different idea. So, yeah, that's fun.
This is stupid Daily Motion. I hate you. Okay, let's find
out. I'm watching TV and there's this choir singing. It's the ugliest women I've ever seen in my life. Regardless of that. Okay, anyway.
Well, I guess if you're going to be a prostitute, then...
At least it's Emily Browning because she's... semi-attractive. I don't know. I feel weird.
Wasn't
about
she the girl from Sucker Punch?
Yeah, I feel weird about her because it's like, yeah.
What is with her and being a prostitute?
I don't know. She's in a phase.
She has that look about her that, yeah.
She's in the whole phase.
You're like, oh, she's cute. I like her. But then you're like, no, she looks like she's 16. That's weird. And then you're like, no, she's good looking. Oh, no, it's really weird. And then it's like, yeah, she's cute. I give her a go. And you're like, wait, no, she was that little girl. Wasn't she like a little girl in a... some movie not long ago, like
I don't know,
the Lickety Minutes or whatever, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway,
the Lemony Snickets.
Oh, is that her?
All right, now
I thought it was her.
Now I've got you. I was wrong on the Snow White, and you're wrong on Lemony Snickets.
Yeah, because Snow White is that's as obscure as Lemony Snicket.
Hey man,
another trailer you guys should look up. I was amazed by this trailer. Unfortunately, I'm sure Jesse's on my side on this one. I didn't hate the Tim Burton Planet of the Apes. I didn't think it was atrocious like most people did. I actually thought it was entertaining.
Is that the one with Mark Wahlberg in it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mind that one. I kind of liked it.
I like the way that he says, I'm sure Jesse's on my side with this one. Like, I like every movie.
You do like that movie, though, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the new one is called Rise of the Planet of the Apes. It was originally called Rise of the Apes, so people were so dumb that they didn't get it.
Nice.
They're like, what is it, the apes? What are you talking about? It's like, oh, so they changed the name to Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which, by the way, worst text ever for it, because the posters, if you're at any sort of distance away, it just says, Rise, Planet, Apes. That's all it says, because of the and of the two of the's are tiny little letters. So if you're like far away, it's like, what the hell
we
is that?
We have a minuscule of the problem.
Yeah. So anyway, the trailer for it's got James Franco being all James Franco-y, which is awesome. And he's all giving monkeys this brain steroid, making them super smart. And then the monkey's all like, ape, I'm sorry, ape. The ape's all like, all right, other monkeys, apes, let's band together and beat the crap out of all these humans and totally, like, you know, take over. And then it's like just cool scenes of like gorillas like flipping cars and stuff, which, you know, I don't care if the movie's good. I want to see it because it's James Franco and an army of apes attacking people, which is awesome. There's no reason to not want to see this movie. Unless you hate monkeys and you hate James Franco,
apes.
Which who does?
I hate James Franco and I hate monkeys.
Actually, no one hates monkeys.
No one hates James Franco. Maybe some people.
It's like the Oscars hate James Franco. That's about it.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
I don't know if you guys are big Planet of the Apes fans. I'm a big Planet of the Apes guy. I really like it. And Andy Serkis is the lead ape named Caesar in it. And Andy Serkis is
Tim Mr. Roth going to be in this
basically.
One again?
Who?
Tim Roth.
No. These are going to be more ape-like. These aren't even going to be the humanoid apes.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty interesting. In my awkward news, as I always have, well, I'll end it with the awkward news. This is something that I've heard that I don't know about this. I'm not sure. I'm confused and I don't know. I like Bradley Cooper. He seems like a cool guy, cool actor. But he's being eyed right now for the remake of The Crow. But he's just not dark enough for The Crow. It's like with all those dark actors that we have out there, like with naturally dark hair and just the right attitude to be The Crow, I don't see Bradley Cooper being top of the list. But you know what? I may be wrong. I've been wrong twice before. So
Jesse, how do you
once
feel about
with Lemony
Crow?
Snicket and
sorry, I had to ask.
What'd you say?
I asked Jesse how he felt about The Crow.
I love
knowing
that.
Full well the answer already.
The funny thing about The Crow is that was like my favorite movie ever until the emo kids turned it into their anthem.
Kind of, sort of. First one, really good.
I don't even imagine there's other ones.
Well,
there's one movie to
I
me.
Give,
the
I give them,
one is okay.
Yeah, I give
other
them all
that,
fair
no
chance. First one was really good. The second one was pretty good. The third one, it wasn't bad.
Was the third one with Kirsten Dunst?
Yeah, I think so, actually.
Yeah. It wasn't as bad as I was expecting, but
yeah,
it was still not great.
It wasn't bad. I did like the fact that the it wasn't makeup in the third one. It was actually burn marks.
Burns, yeah.
So that was kind of cool. They made a little
weird
more
weird-ass electric chair that wrapped around your face, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they were a little cooler. But, you know, hey, always open for another Crow movie. I don't honestly think I would never be able to picture Bradley Cooper as a Crow.
Yeah, I know, right?
But, you know, hey, I like the guy. He's a good actor, so I think definitely give him a shot.
Yeah. Considering one of my things I do is I go out there and I cast my geeky ideas of a good, you know, I just did it with Doctor Strange this week. I cast things like that. I try to think of so many different things and so many different reasons why someone is a good choice for that part. I don't just go, that guy'll work.
Your Doctor Strange cast was good. I liked that one.
That one there, I've actually been thinking about for a long time. I just haven't done it because Doctor Strange isn't as big a character as he should be.
Well, your Doctor Strange is perfect, I got to say. So everyone go look at it.
I think it's one of my few casts that I just don't see any errors along the way. Like, I know people are going to be like, Baron Mordo's not Asian. And I'm like, yeah, I don't give a f***. But, you know, whatever. And then, you know, it still works. It makes more sense for him to be Asian anyway. And it would be cool to see Kid Watanabe as a bad guy because that guy's awesome. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, I can think of, it's like when I think of Bradley Cooper, I can think of him in superhero roles. I really can. He's funny. He's got a great body. He's a good looking guy. He's got good timing. He's got good action stuff. I mean, everything about him that way works. but as a dark, brooding hero like the Crow. And if we're looking at James O'Barr's The Crow, the comic, and more traditional in that way, and not the movie Crow, I still just don't see it. I do not see it at all. But I mean, we've not seen him do anything dark, so he may be one of the best dark actors of all time. We just don't know it.
Yeah, I don't see it, but I want to.
I didn't see Green Lantern as you know, Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern, but that's starting to look better and better as I go along. So we'll see. And finally, I'll end it with the weird news of the day. My really, really, really weird news. Will Ferrell. We all know who Will Ferrell is, as you know, Anchorman and Talladega Nights fame. Well, he's got a new movie coming out called Casa de Mi Padre. It's a Spanish.
Casa de Mi Padre.
Yeah.
House of my father, right?
Yeah, you say yeah. May, but sorry.
I think
no. I'm Puerto Rican. Shut up.
So, the way it looked at first, like a lot of people were like, "Well, I don't know about, you know, this. It seems weird. Why would he be doing this?" Well, it's a Spanish speaking film, and people weren't sure if it was going to be a comedy or what this was going to be, like, because it was just really awkward that he came out with this. Well, the first trailer is up, and you can look it up, and it's actually exactly what you expected. It's nothing different. But it actually looks funny, and it looks good. It looks like something that I might actually see. It's in Spanish, so I don't know why he did that, other than he's trying to be, I don't know, multicultural, because obviously he, if you think of his past roles, he appeals to white men.
He's doing it in Spanish because he didn't, because somebody's already done a movie in Aramaic.
That's what it is, I'm sure. Anyway, that's my movie news for the week.
Awesome.
So, nothing happening on in the world of comics other than they're slowly revealing The Chosen, which is like there's a big deal going on in the Marvel Universe right now where there's a bunch of basically Thor's hammers, and different people are becoming chosen. And the new Red Skull is Red Skull's daughter, by the way. Well, she was one of the Chosen, so we know that. And then we also have met another Chosen, which is Juggernaut. And the Asgard-powered Juggernaut looks awesome, as does the Asgard-powered Red Skull. We don't know who the other Chosen are really right now. I think Grey Gargoyle might be it, which is really weird because he's like such a weird, obscure villain. But whatever. We'll see what happens. It looks exciting. I'm a little behind, so I can't sit there and say, oh, well, I know everything. So I may be wrong as of this podcast. I'm about a week behind.
Lemony Snickets.
Lemony Snickets.
Lemony Snickets.
That's going to be my new curse word.
That would
You know what? I'm never going to see – I can't see – watch Lemony Snickets now because I'm just going to see Little Violet, the character Emily Browning plays, as a sex worker now. I just can't do it.
That's – see, thanks, the guys. Opposite is the Welcome. Problem for me.
I guess because I saw Sucker Punch – and that's the one that I'm going to remember her as the first movie I saw her in. So.
It happens.
All right. Well, then I guess that wraps us up. Brandon, tell people how they can stalk and or look in your window.
Well, I'm on Twitter at BrandoCop. You know, follow me on Twitter. It'll be fun. I do things that are fun. Like take pictures of crazy people at my job. And I post them up there. You guys saw the picture of the guy today?
Oh, the skinny guy that wants to wrestle your coworker?
Yeah, my 550-pound coworker.
Is he that big? I thought he was...
This is not Matt. This is the other one. This is Doug.
He's that big.
Oh, okay. Doug is that
big, yes. Matt is smaller than Doug. We have... Yeah, you're like, oh, Matt's a big guy. And like, no. Not Matt. Doug, the other guy who's bigger than Matt. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, because I didn't think Matt was that big, but now I'm thinking of Doug. Yeah,
this guy is bigger. And, this guy walks in and goes, I bet you could wrestle. Crazy, crazy redneck guy. He looks like a Muppet. You guys saw the picture.
Yeah.
But yeah, I blatantly took a picture of him today, too. I didn't even try to hide that I was doing it. I picked my phone up, pointed it at him. You saw how close I was. And I went, click, took the picture. And then I looked at my phone and was like, awesome. Walked away. So, I mean, it's getting that bad. I'm gonna get some of the old pictures that I've put up. And put them back on there, because now that my Twitter is doing a little differently. Anyway, at BrandoCop, follow me on Twitter. And we'll have a lot of fun. Also, follow the site at 8 Days of Geek and become a fan of the site on Facebook, 8 Days of Geek. Click like. And all our nice little postings and podcasts will go right to your little place there. Be right to you.
News
go right
feed.
To your news feed is what they call it. Those kids in their slang. And, of course, you can contact me, Mr. Brandon Williams, at brandon@8daysgeek.com.
Awesome. Rachel?
I'm glad to answer any of your goofy questions. And last but not least, please call the number and leave us your craziest voicemail, because we love trying to decipher what you're saying even more than anything else, let me tell you. But if you do decide to call and leave a message, try to make it, I don't know, at least semi...
Doesn't Google give us a translation, too?
You don't even want to begin to try and decipher those. They're so much more difficult.
Well, yeah.
Doghouse Storm number, 5
That
one.
Number to call is 754-273-6397. I'll repeat that for you one more time. 754-273-6397. Call in, leave us a message, and tell us what you really think about us.
We probably won't understand you. You can find me at Caution Tape on Twitter, or through the Facebook page, or through the Tumblr page that I have started, or through the forum, which can be accessed at 8daysofgeek.com or 8dag.com, or at rachel@8daysofgeek.com.
What's the Tumblr?
The Tumblr is 8dag.tumblr.com. Yeah. 8dag.tumblr.com. And, well, I don't know if you've been looking at it, but basically I've been going through sites and finding funny comic or interesting geek stuff to put on there. So it ranges anywhere from video games to comics to Star Wars and movie trailers. So, like, I put Sleeping Beauty up there for those of you who are interested in watching that.
Good stuff.
Got it.
All right. Now it's my turn.
Are you going to look at it now, Brandon?
Well, I've been looking at it.
Oh, okay.
The Tumblr?
I just don't say anything.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
All right. You can contact me, Jesse, at 8daysofgeek.com. Of course, follow me on Twitter. I'm at Pen of Doom. That's PENOFDOOM. Other than that, I mean, I'm on your average, you know, all the social networking sites. I'm kind of narcissistic that way. So, you know, if you type in Pen of Doom on Google, I'm sure you're going to find out, you know, I have quite a few different things on there. Other than that, I guess we're done. I guess that's the end. It is a little shorter than normal podcast, not by much.
It was
much.
Almost a success. Rachel. Yeah.
No, I think I was actually probably the main culprit on that one. I went for like 12
minutes.
Yeah,
it's funnier
minutes.
To blame Rachel.
Well, all right. Rachel.
I actually had game news. Shut up.
All right. Anyway, since we're done...
Fine, I'll just cut down on the game news and only do like 5 stories next time.
Yeah, let's just cut out entire pieces of news.
Yes.
You
who
don't
cares
need,
about Nintendo? No more
Nintendo.
Nintendo
burnt down? Oh well, let's just skip that one.
Don't need to hear about news anyway. News. What is this news? All right. So, since we're done, you guys can fill out your TPS reports, fasten them with your red swing line, and punch out, because another 8 Days of Geek is on the books.
Hey.